Lidia Maksimovich was taken to Auschwitz as a little child. It is a cold November night in 1943 in Minsk, Belarus. German soldiers are leading hundreds of people to cattle wagons, which are soon to depart for Nazi-occupied Poland. The trains are heading for Auschwitz. A three-year-old girl called Ludmila Bocharova is one of the ill-fated crowd. She still carries the injection and vaccination scars on her body. They are the marks of Dr. Mengele's inhumane experiments, says Lidia Maksimovich in her account.
I was transferred to Auschwitz when I was a child because murderers such as Dr. Mengele and his personnel needed me for their pseudo-medical experiments, which they performed on women, children, men, everybody. He used us as his guinea pigs. These beasts lay their hands on me, but I was a strong and healthy child, which is why I survived. The children from the ghettos were too feeble and exhausted to meet Mengele's requirements.
Zmęczone i tak wykończone, że do tych chyba doświadczeń już się nie nadawały.
A small child at the time, Lidia Maksimovich has a very good memory of what happened in the camp. The Germans wanted to extract as much as they could from the prisoners. The children, for example, were used as blood donors for the German soldiers. All this was just dreadful, she recalls.
Każdy z więźniów, który tam trafił,
each of the prisoners had to be exploited in one way or another. There was no room for waste in Auschwitz. As you may know, they shaved the women's heads to use their hair. Human fat was used for soap production. The children, for example, were used as blood donors to save wounded German soldiers.
Dla ratowania rannych żołnierzy niemieckich.
Lidia Maksimovich believes that her duty as a survivor is to bear witness to what really happened in Auschwitz. The camps were set up by the Germans, after all, and it's the Germans who invaded Poland. They established torture camps for many European nations. I think that writing and speaking about Polish camps is a disgrace. It offends and harms Poland and the Polish people, says Lidia Maksimovich with indignation.
Bardzo często mam okazję spotykać grupy i młodzieżowe.
I often meet young people and adults from many different countries, and some of them are German. When I tell them about these atrocities, they are sometimes surprised and shocked by the fact that their grandparents were capable of such inhumane treatment of other human beings.
I że zgotowali taki los innym ludziom.
She admits that for many years now she has been trying to discover the cause of this terrible tragedy. How is it possible that the nation as refined as Germany, with so many eminent writers, artists and composers, could have bred people capable of such atrocities? She asks wonderingly.